Governor Cuomo says snowfall totals are expected to be at least 20 inches and up to 2 feet in New York City, Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and the Capital Region, and 10 to 20 inches for most of the rest of the state, including western New York, where portions of the Rochester area have been without power for the past several days due to a violent windstorm. Cuomo says for all of those reasons, he's decided to declare a state of emergency for all of New York and orders all non-essential state workers to stay home.
This would be an historic snowfall for March.
Only state employees in the North Country will still need to report to work. The snowfall is expected to be less severe further north of the storm center. The MTA plans to suspend above-ground service in New York City beginning at 4 a.m. Tuesday, though there are no plans right now to close the subways. And Cuomo says he's not ruling out shutting down the Long Island Railroad and Metro North commuter lines. That decision will be made very early Tuesday morning and posted online.
People should stay home unless absolutely necessary.
As for the roads, possible whiteout conditions are expected, with snow falling at the rate of 2 to 4 inches per hour.
2 to 4 inches per hour is significant because that is above the rate that snow clearing machinery is effective.
No major state highways will be closed as of now, but Cuomo says that very well could change. 4,000 Department of Transportation workers will be out to try to keep up with plowing, and 2,000 National Guard troops are at the ready if they're needed. Cuomo says since all regions of the state will be affected, he can't strategically deploy workers from one region to the other, and he says resources will be spread thin. March blizzards are not unheard of. There were major snowstorms in March of 1888 and 1993, among other years. But it's unusual for so much snow to be predicted so late in the winter season. But Cuomo, in the phone briefing, steered clear of any theories about why the climate might be changing.
Mother Nature has been acting up recently. I won't opine as to the cause on this phone call, but extreme weather is a reality. Extreme weather is the new normal. We are in much better shape to deal with it than we ever have been before, and we are fully deployed statewide to do the best we can.
And he says individuals have to take responsibility as well by staying home or, if you absolutely have to travel, to take an emergency kit with you. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.